So in the book title, Pyeonghwa is peace. Shin is God. Kyung is scripture. So it's God's scripture. So it's God's scripture, heavenly scripture for peace. And God's, so it's God's scripture is Pyeonghwa Shingyeong. It's composed of the peace messages, words of Father, and reports from the spirit world. Since true parent, the work that true parents do on earth can be broken down into two big things. One is to clear up all the past since the fall, and two is to go the path that Adam and Eve failed to go. And I mentioned that as one man, one woman. It's to start the new creation and as a model to accomplish the purpose of creation. So on the EDP page 114, it says, until up to what point God will save the fallen human beings? It asks that question. God, the salvation happens in three stages. First stage, up to perfection, level in the perfection stage. Second, first until. Second is the perfection on perfection level, perfection stage, and third. And this providence of salvation is providence of restoration, it's providence of recreation. This is how it's explained in the EDP. From here, we can know that restoration of salvation, restoration and recreation has a common. We can see what the common point is. The similarity is that the purpose and direction of providence is the same. So, providence of salvation, restoration, and recreation all have the purpose of going, reaching direct dominion from God. Then what are the differences? The portion of responsibility is different. So, providence of salvation is God's responsibility. Providence of restoration is Messiah's responsibility, and providence of recreation is the responsibility of our family, myself and our family. So as a result of the providence of salvation, what is God's work? We have to know clearly so that we can see whether they have accomplished their responsibility. So God's responsibility was to send Messiah onto the earth and to recreate Adam. So disregarding all the complicated stuff. So God's responsibility was to send the Messiah. In order to do that, since the Messiah won't be living for 1,000 years on earth, but a short time of 100 years, it was to create the environment, the best environment, so that the Messiah can fulfill his responsibility once he comes on earth, and to send the Messiah. And then, until Adam reaches 16 years, because there's a foundation of Adam growing until 16 years old, God can protect and educate until he reaches 16 years old. And then at that time, God tells the Messiah what his mission is. At that point, God's responsibility is over, and it becomes the Messiah's responsibility. And the work from then is Messiah's responsibility. So what are the mission? What is the mission of the Messiah? One is to find the truth that was lost due to the fall and proclaim it. We studied the process for this yesterday. To find the lost truth and translate it into the language of human beings and to proclaim this. So the 8 great textbook teaching materials is the result of this. So this responsibility of the Messiah is already fulfilled. The second responsibility that the Messiah has to do is he has to find Eve on earth. In other words, find true mother and help her reach perfection. So among all the works that true father has done, the most important thing was to find true mother. And through the first holy blessing in 1960, 2003, second holy wedding, and the final another blessing, 2013 Foundation Day. And through these blessings, holy weddings to perfect true mother. And on Foundation Day, there will be God's wedding. And third responsibility of the Messiah is with true mother to perfect the fallen human beings. And in doing so, according to the standard of the true parents' holy wedding, our position, the position of the blessed family's blessings also change. So back in 1960, after 1960, the holy wedding in 1960, the blessing that we received, church level and the national level, well, so received the church level and national level blessing. And second, in 2003, when there was holy wedding on the formation stage, we also received two blessings. One, world level blessing, which is the Chunilgok registration blessing. We also received the cosmic blessing in 2009, 2010, and 2011. So the cosmic blessing that was supposed to be held in 2011 was held in 2012, March. So cosmic, what is the meaning of the cosmic blessing? It's to bless in the position where there is no trace of the fall, in the position of human beings before the fall. So cosmic blessing to parents, it was a promise to hold a cosmic blessing only three times, and within those people who receive the cosmic blessing, they can receive the foundation, the blessing on the Foundation Day. But President Hyungjin Moon asked True Father, the announcement was not delivered well enough. There are still people, blessed families, who were not able to receive the cosmic blessing, so please give them one more chance. So around one week before Foundation Day, about 5 days before, there will be one more blessing. And second generation, first generation, second generation, singles, they will all get blessed. And all blessed families previously can attend that blessing. So people who receive the cosmic blessing until then, they will receive re-blessing on Foundation Day to become God's direct sons and daughters. After that, so how should those people who receive the blessing live? Their model should be true parents. And the 8th grade textbook teaching materials explain with human language how they lived. So anyone who reads those materials can directly attend true parents, God and true parents, and live. So true parents' responsibility, all three of them were fulfilled. The fourth responsibility is to complete the world of angels. So after the blessing of blessed families and Foundation Day, true parents will create female angels and form couples for the angels as well. The angel world, even though they can form couples, there is no creativity. And they, because they don't have creativity, there is no multiplication. So even if the angels reach completion, they cannot inherit creativity because there is no multiplication in the spirit world. So if we wait a little longer, it'll become, we can see this happen. and next is about all things. I explained this yesterday. It's a conversion ceremony, like dedication, to offer everything to true parent, to God through true parents and then receive it back. So there has to be this process. So at least, so God will reach perfection as well on Foundation Day after His wedding, and true parents will be perfected as the substantial being of God. So God, true parents has fulfilled all their responsibility for the providence of restoration. 1993, so over two times, True Father said that so on Foundation Day within True Mother, God and True Father will always be within True Mother. So the second leader, leader of the church is True Mother. So even without True Father, because True Father and God reside in True Mother, the providence will continue with True Mother. So there is no break in the providence. Lastly, there is the responsibility of the blessed families, myself, like me and my family. This is the providence of recreation. The owner of providence of recreation is not God, it's not true parents, but it's myself, it's me and my family. 2003, May 2nd, this is what True Father proclaims. So what is the responsibility of my family? With the foundation of the first generations, through different levels of blessings, if we receive the re-blessing in Foundation Day, we are reborn as God's direct children. And after that, in the Garden of Eden, we have to fulfill the portion of responsibility that God gave Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden before the fall. It was the three great blessings. So it is our responsibility to fulfill those three blessings. So once, because when it becomes Foundation Day, it does not mean that everything has ended. It's for us, it's a new start for our foundation, from Foundation Day. It's a new start at the Garden of Eden, in the position of Adam and Eve at the Garden of Eden before the fall. So within our perfection, whether it's on the individual level or the family level, God has finished, completed His responsibility. True parents has also completed their responsibilities. There is only our responsibility left. How clear is this? So what is God's work? What is true parents' work? What is our work? Since we know, we have to ask ourselves every day whether we have done that work, our work. So don't worry about is it possible or not. We should worry about whether we have done our work or not. This is True Father's teaching. So after Foundation Day, how should we live specifically? This content is the content of 평화신경. What is 평화 again? Is unification first or peace first? Does peace come after unification or unification after peace? So it's unification and then peace. So parent child become one, husband wife become one, siblings become one. And once you complete the family, then it will become a family of peace. And on that foundation, a world of eternal peace will come. So what is 평화신경? 평화신경, in one word, can be summarized. After the restoration indemnity was over, after all the past, since the fall has been cleared, it's the original, from the original world, the words that God taught Adam and Eve before the fall, it's a collection of those teachings. That's Pyeonghwa Sinkyung. So, do you understand where the position of Pyeonghwa Sinkyung is now? With Pyeonghwa Sinkyung, I gave a 60-hour lecture before, once without any materials. But today we have maybe 1 hour. So even though maybe there's not much depth, we'll study the core points. So Pyeonghwa Sinkyung, so UN Providence and the structure of the Pyeonghwa Sinkyung. So since when did Pyeonghwa Sinkyung start being proclaimed? 2003, July 13th. As the inaugural message of the UPF, So peace messages are all speeches that are related to the UN Providence. So people who hear the Pyeonghwa Sinkyung, the audience was not just limited to family members, church members, but also other people. But in order to have the right to read the Pyeonghwa Sinkyung, you have to receive the blessing. So True Father did a tour of 120 countries and proclaimed the first peace message. And before proclaiming the giving his first the message, there was a holy wine ceremony first. Second, third speech tour, Father conducted the blessing. So those who did not go through the holy wine ceremony does not have the right to receive this message. So peace messages are related to the UN Providence. Then before the Pyeonghwa Sinkyung is proclaimed, what has to be done? All the past, since the fall, all the fallen history, the mistakes, has to be substantially finished. 2003, July 13th, was when that ceremony was held. Where? It was held at Sunmun University, 12th floor, in two parents' space. The proclamation then was the proclamation of the end of the indemnity era. So the era of indemnity was substantially over. In other words, it's 철회, considering it as not having existed before, so erasing everything completely. So after indemnity era ends, what comes? It's the era of ideal creation. So God's providence of ideal creation, in order to manage that, you need worldwide or cosmic organization that includes the spirit world. A new organization is needed. What is that organization? That organization at that time is IIPC. Father said it was IIPC. So that was the organization after the fall that can manage the providence of ideal creation. So what is the role of IIPC? The current UN is KUN. So it's centered on political leaders. All the nations who are members of the UN, what's their purpose? The purpose of joining was for their for gain of their own country. So what is the purpose of international relations? It's for their own country's gain. So these kind of political leaders were gathered, and no matter how much they try for world peace, it cannot be accomplished. However, religious leaders, they transcend national boundaries. So the major religions, they go beyond national level, and they can do work on a world level. So there are many, the leaders here today are from many different countries, but according for True Father, for peace, you all have that heart to work for that. But let's say if you are as a political leader of a country, even if you have that desire, it's not possible to carry through. So what should be done? So at the current UN, there should be also religious leaders, and it should be composed of religious leaders as well as political leaders. And so upper house and lower house, political leaders and religious leaders, if they work together, then they can achieve world peace. This is a premise that the IIPC was created on. So the inauguration of IIPC, before that, for 40 days after the Second World War, the seven countries, there are about 180 people each from each country. They came to New York, and for 40 days they did activity. So on that foundation, IIPC was able to be founded. So in founding IIPC, what was the most important thing was through the inauguration of IIPC, God's silence was broken. Before the founding of IIPC, God was silent. Why? Because there was no foundation on which for God to speak. So with the inauguration of IIPC, God's silence since the fall was broken, and God started giving words. So after the IIPC inauguration, so around you and there were demonstrations, so a lot of members worked hard for this. So UN, according to the statement that religious leaders should also be included at the UN, in the Philippines, they submitted a formal proposal to include the religious leaders as well. So the proposal was submitted, but in order for there to be actual discussion, and for the change to actually happen, it might take 10 years or 20 years, no one knows how long it can take. But two parents, they already said, Yangwonje is fulfilled, so they can create a new foundation on top on that, and that is the UPF. So F, father also internally uses that, also says it's universal peace family. So internally, according to father's speech, he also calls it the universal or cosmic universal peace family. So UPF already includes political and religious leaders. So they come together and they discuss how to bring internal peace to the world. So that's the purpose of founding UPF. So with the name of UPF, all, small, whether it's small or big, all the events, the messages that were given in relation to that were compiled as the Pyeongwa Shingyang. So in 2003, IIPC was founded, 2005, UPF, and 2 years after, in 2007, September 3rd, in Manhattan Center, there was the inauguration of Abel UN. And 2 years later, again, in 2009, January 15th, it's the coronation ceremony for God's kingship. Through the ceremony, True Parents UN was inaugurated. The inauguration message for True Parents UN is peace message number 17. And this year, July 16th, solar calendar, there was the Able Women's Federation, Women's UN. So the conclusion of the providence has to end in a specific organization. So I can't explain everything, but due to time, but centering on the peace messages, we will study what two parents wanted to accomplish through the UN providence. So we'll look at this together. So UN providence, so organizations for UN providence and peace messages. So inauguration of UPF, so messages proclaimed after the inauguration of UPF, peace messages 1 through 12, and messages after the inauguration of ABLE UN, it's messages number 13, 14, 15, 16. And after the inauguration of Two Parents UN, peace message 17 was proclaimed. And Two Parents will proclaim up to the 24th peace message. So Chief Father has mentioned this before. So most currently, there is up to peace message 17. So what is the meaning of UPF inauguration? In 2005, September 13th, after the inauguration ceremony was over, on the 12th, when the inauguration ceremony was over, on the 13th, the next day, Father explained about the meaning of the UPF inauguration, the providential meaning. Father explained very shortly. He gave the definition in 5 minutes. And for 1 week at East Garden, there was special Hundokhe time with world leaders. And then on September 18th, which is Chuseok, Father proclaimed there was the biggest offering table ever in the church history, and he held the ceremony. So on the foundation of the speech their father gave at that ceremony, we can organize it into five points. So through the UPF providence, the age of restoration through indemnity is over, and providence of isolation started. The second very important thing, because UPF was founded, the providence is possible for the center of the providence is not two parents, but God. So the providence from now on is not led by two parents, but it's led by God. That's the kind of age. So Father proclaimed this. So this is very important. Then what is the relationship between God and human beings? So two parents, it's not so previously it was indirect relationship through two parents to God, but now they can have direct relationship with God, and God can lead the providence. So what's next? Then where do two parents go? Two parents, their position, the position of two parents, change to God. So from then, two parents became the substantial God. So two parents work as substantial God. So God comes down to two parents, and through two parents, God directly leads God's providence. So this is a very important point. It's very important. So on this Chuseok day, there was an offering table for true parents for the 185 country nations. There was a table also for Hungjinim and five saints, as well as their 120 disciples. So it was very, the offering table was very big. So what was the conclusion? Through this Chuseok Jeol, if you summarize it,
타락 이전에 아담과 해와가 에덴 동산에서
So Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve fell was to restore return to that position before the fall in the Garden of Eden. So it was September 18th, but lunar calendar, it was August, and there was a full moon. And two parents said, it's the same moon, but it's different from the moon that we saw yesterday and the moon that we see tonight. So because the moon we saw yesterday was moon after the fall, the moon we see today is moon before the fall. So everything, soil, air, water, trees, all the environment was returned or restored to before the fall. Even though we might not really feel it, but two parents felt that and they were very, extremely happy. So the world leaders went back to their countries, and after the day after, starting with America, the 120 nations of the world, Father started the speaking tour. So every day, Father went to a different country and held this proclamation. So the true parents' position when they were making this proclamation was substantial being of God. As the king of Cheonhyeogu, Father was the first time greeting people who So this was the first time returning to the position before the fall and giving the God's message. So how is the Penghwa, the peace message is composed? So it includes the peace messages and the reports from the spirit world. And the peace messages composed of part 1 and part 2. So part 1 is messages 1 through 6 and part 2 is from messages 7 to 17. So part 1 and part 2. So the structure of peace message is part 1. So it's very simply, messages 1, 2, 3 are the content that true parents need to complete within the true family. So that's the content of peace messages 1, 2, 3. So true parents and true family, they need to complete the content of peace messages 1, 2, and 3. This is the core. So first, peace message 1. So it's the introduction. And second, explains the purpose of creation. And three, explains how that purpose of creation is connected through spirit world, to the spirit world. So the true ideal family, true family has to be completed both on physical world and spirit world. Peace message 4 explains how to expand that to the Abel realm. That's peace message 4. So true parents, so it's a speech for true parents and the Abel realm. So after expansion, peace message number 5. It's the entrance ceremony to Cheonjeonggung and the coronation ceremony speech. So at that time, all the members that attended, they were reborn as citizens of Cheonjeonggung. They were reborn. The true parent, true family enter the palace, and because the family members are the Abel realm, this was a speech the father gave them. So it's complete freedom and liberation has come. So how should we live afterwards? This is the content of peace message number 5. Number 6, then, so peace message 6 says, Cheonhyeogu citizens should not just be happy spiritually, but also they should experience They should be happy physically. That's the content of Peace Message 6. We'll look at the details later. So Peace Message Part 2, the core theme, Peace Message 7, 8, 9, so explains how from Peace Message 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, how to introduce this to the fallen world, how to save the fallen world. So, centering on Peace Message 1, 2, and 3, it's the content of the Peace Message 1, 2, and 3 unedited. And then Peace Message number 10 is it's complete liberation and freedom. How to complete liberation and freedom through absolute sex. Peace Message 11 and 12 is how to expand the absolute sex in the spirit and this physical world. Peace Message 13 is the message given at the inauguration of Abel UN. So centering on God, so God's civilization, so this new civilization centered on God, how can we start? How can we make this? That's the content of message 13 and 14 here. So centering on family pledge, how can God's civilization be realized? So it's an explanation of the family pledge that we studied in the first session today. So Peace Message 15, three great subject thoughts. So what is the result of fulfilling the three great blessings? This is what it explains. True parents, true teacher, true kingship. It explains that true parents are ones who fulfilled all the three great subject thoughts. Peace Message 16 is after the helicopter incident. Completion of rebirth, resurrection, eternal life, and also Punbongwang providence. His words related to this. Peace Message 17 is a true parents UN inaugural speech. So I'll distribute the PPT, the PowerPoint slides later, so don't worry. So let's look at each one in detail. So Peace Message 1 is titled God's Ideal Family and the Kingdom of the Peaceful Ideal World. The conclusion is very simple. God's Ideal Family. So let's make God's ideal family, and as a result of expansion of that, the kingdom of peaceful ideal world can be achieved. So the core points, so it's the inaugural speech for the UPF, and it's also the introduction for the entire peace messages. If you look at the structure, it's creation, fall, restoration, and recreation. Creation, fall, restoration, recreation, and our responsibility is also included in this speech. So the core point is, first, if you read Peace Message 1, the first question that is thrown is, after deep meditation, during deep prayer, if you ask this question, if you ask the question, what is the relationship between God and human beings, you will receive the answer that God, the relationship between God and human beings is the parent-child relationship. Then what connects them as parent and child? It's love, life, and lineage. Then third, if love, life, and lineage, the relationship based on love, life, so what kind of relationship is relationship of love, life, and lineage? So what kind of relationship is that? It explains it in the first Peace Message. Relationship of love, life, and lineage. I'll skip this. So what is the relationship of love, life, and lineage? So let's read this together. You should probably memorize this. I can memorize it in Korean. But it's slightly different from the Korean. So within, in Korean, within God's blood lineage, there is the seed of true love. And God's lineage, what else is inside in God's lineage? True life. So body of true life is in God's lineage. The body of true life is alive in God's lineage. It's a direct translation of the Korean. So this blood lineage, as long as you're connected to that God's blood lineage, fallen human beings through the blessing, once they are connected to God's blood lineage through the blessing, they can, the ideal people in God's original creation can come about. That's the first blessing. And second, the ideal family that God had envisioned will come about. That's second blessing. And third, God's ideal nation will also come about. So God's peace kingdom can come through this process. It's simple. But English, I think it's a little complicated. But that's the basic idea. So in conclusion, first blessing, second blessing, third blessing. If you're connected to God through the blood lineage, and as long as that blood lineage is maintained, the ideal family that God desires will come. This is the conclusion. So the importance of blood lineage cannot be overemphasized. So the core content of Peace Message 1 is to emphasize the blood lineage. So what was lost due to the fall? In one word, it's the blood lineage. Through the fall, God and the relationship between God and the children were cut. It means that God and the children were not connected through the blood lineage. So three things that were lost due to the fall: God's blood lineage, God's peace, third, God's property. So these three things. So just understand blood lineage. So when Adam and Eve fell, the blood lineage was lost, and when Cain killed Abel, God's peace was broken. And as a result of that, all of God's property went to Satan. So what is the purpose of restoration, providence of restoration? You have to find the blood lineage, peace, and property. So the conclusion is simple. So, generally, when we say ownership, what comes to mind? We think of money, you know, land, buildings, you know, those are the things that come to mind when we say ownership. However, in the Garden of Eden, how did God, lose all his creation to Satan? Why? It was only one thing. What did he lose? It was the sexual organ. So sexual organ is love, life, and blood lineage. So it's the original palace of love, life, and blood lineage. So once a sexual organ is stolen, love, life, blood lineage are all taken. So where love goes, property follows ownership. So Satan, by taking Adam and Eve's sexual organ, he was able to take God's love, life, and blood lineage and all of God's property creation. So accordingly, providentially, God's property is not money, it's not land, or it's not building. God's property, there's only one thing, it's the sexual organ. Peace Message 1, it says, it calls it providential ownership. So what is the providential ownership? It's love, life, and blood lineage. So love, life, and blood lineage, where are they all combined into one? That's sexual organ. So it's a fight, competition to get the sexual organ. So the mission of the Messiah is to bring God's baby seed and to engraft it onto all of humanity, thereby restoring, recreating the fallen humankind as God's sons and daughters. Through what? Through love, life, and blood lineage. It's taking the ownership, changing the owner of sexual organ from Satan to God. This was the core mission of the Messiah. As a result of this, one family under God can come about. This is the core content of Peace Message 1. So providential ownership, please remember what that is. Providential ownership. So with these truths, the Messiah came to earth, and on top, he also brought the God's baby seed and saves all of human beings. So if this were to happen, what would God's reaction be? So you can see this in Peace Message 1. Let's read together. The word helicopter doesn't come out here. So it says God would move the sun, the moon with a helicopter, and even through doing this, you know, there's like thunder, lightning. God would express the greatest joy. But already, God has experienced this kind of joy already through true parents, because of true parents. So UPF. So UPF is recreated through the cooperation from the spirit world. So this is a conclusion. So should we just skip it? I'll just skip it. So Project for Peace. So at the end of in the conclusion of Peace Message 1, it mentions the Bering Strait. The World Peace King Bridge and Tunnel should be, Father proposes the construction of the World Peace King Bridge and Tunnel. Before making this proposal, Father had already been to the Bering Strait and already researched about this, and on that foundation, he's making this proclamation. So conclusion is that this is whether this bridge and tunnel is possible or not. So Father's conclusion is that where there is God's will, there is always a way. So that's the conclusion. In 2005, October 12th, is there anyone from Ukraine? Yeah. So when Father was holding the UPF event there, centering on the youth that were participating there, Father started the Peace Kingdom Police Force and Peace Kingdom Court. So you can make the analogy of the role of the red and white blood cells. So white blood cells, when there is a disease, the white blood cells get rid of it, and the red blood cells, they prevent it from coming in. So blessed families there was a conversion of blood lineage for the through the blessing. So in order to protect them, there needs to be some kind of foundation, some power, and that is the Peace Kingdom Police Force and Peace Kingdom One. Peace Message Number 2, the title, God's Model Ideal Family and Nation in the Peace Kingdom. So if you summarize it, if you summarize Peace Message Number 2, it explains God's purpose of creation. So God's purpose of creation, in Peace Message 1, how does the purpose of creation explained? It explains it through the three great blessings in the EDP and God's wedding. So centering on these two contents, plus additional content, the Peace Message 1 explains purpose of creation. So what is the purpose for Peace Message 2? It's what is God's purpose of creation from God's perspective. It's one, God embodies Adam's body. Two, marries Eve and experiences love. And three, multiplied God's direct children. And through this process, God is able to directly inside Adam feel joy. So this is the real purpose of creation. So yesterday someone asked the question, so if this is the purpose of creation, the second, another purpose of creation is from the human perspective. So this is the three great blessings in the EDP. But before the three great blessings, there's a portion of responsibility. So if you complete it, it's a blessing. But before you complete it, it's responsibility. So it's telling you to fulfill, you know, reach individual perfection, to perfect the family and perfect the subjectivity. So this is the portion of responsibility. So and when the individual perfects himself or herself, when the family is perfected, and when the subjectivity is perfected, when God looks at such a perfect being, God says he feels joy. But this is not directly feeling the joy. It's indirect joy that God feels by looking at someone who has completed the three blessings. So purpose of creation is both the God's perspective and human perspective. But in the EDP, it explains it from the human's perspective. And the peace message includes it from both perspectives. So if you combine these two perspectives, the purpose of creation in peace message number two is God embodies a physical body. And second, God perfects love. How? Within Adam, marries and directly makes love. So between God and the relationship between God and humankind, there is harmony. And for this harmony, God created. And at this time, God feels both direct and indirect joy. So there has to be balance. And we can understand it with these two perspectives. So that peace message 2 explains the purpose of creation as a balance of these two. Peace message number 3. Yeah, the true owners in establishing the kingdom of peace and unity in heaven and on earth. So this purpose of creation explained in peace message number 2, how can we expand this purpose of creation to the spirit world? So the peace message 3 introduces the spirit world. The ultimate purpose, the ultimate, you know, place that human beings have to go is the spirit world. So humankind, they must go through three life stages, and the final stage is to go to the spirit world, the eternal world. So he introduces these three stages, and it explains how we should live on earth. We should live on earth preparing to live well in the spirit world. And the best way to do it is by practicing true love. So as a result of everything we studied, we have to keep absolute sex. We have to practice true love. We have to become beings of recognition for others, and we have to have absolute value. So if you want to live well in order to live well in the spirit world, you have to die well in the physical world. The purpose of life on earth is to live well in the spirit world. And the spirit world is where you breathe true love. So it's important that you practice true love on earth. And the best way to practice true love is by producing many sons and daughters of God. But the number that you can actually give birth to is limited. That's why through giving blessing, witnessing, by creating many spiritual sons and daughters, it's what the best way to practice true love. So these humans, so we'll skip through the structure. So Mongolian People's Federation, I'll skip this. So peace message 4. The mission of the tribal Messiah in the revolutionary era after the coming of heaven. So after the coming of heaven, so in the revolutionary era after the coming of heaven, what is the mission of the tribal Messiah? So tribal messiahs are in the Abel's realm, so how can we expand this? So 2006, June 1st, always every year on June 1st, after Noah's the flood judgment. So who is the tribal messiah? Who is the tribal messiah? Who is the tribal messiah? So at the time when God directly governs the providence, those who are sent directly by true parents are tribal messiahs. So tribal messiahs are sent directly by true parents. So if you look at Christian theology, there's the word apostle. In Greek, apostole is to receive the sending. So those who receive sending directly from Jesus are apostles. So here, so those who receive the sending directly from true parents are tribal messiahs. So who is the tribal messiah? Tribal messiah is true parents' representative. They represent true parent one-on-one. And second, they're also the heir. Third, envoy. So they're special envoy. So what is unique about the envoy? The envoy receives direction one-to-one. After fulfilling the mission, the envoy can report directly one-on-one to the sender. So the father calls the tribal messiahs envoys. So tribal messiahs were sent as peace ambassadors as well. So who are the tribal messiah? They are the chosen people who must unite all the tribes into one. So they have that kind of responsibility. So in Korea, there's 286 different last names. So Father called all the representatives of the different last names, not our church members, but Father called everyone and appointed them as the tribal messiah. But I remember it as 1978. At the time, there were 275 last names, so representatives from those last names. They appointed True Parent Father as the leader of all the different last names. So, two fathers doing work as a representative of all these, the different last names. So before the palace entrance, 13 days before, Father appointed them as two parents' representative, Aaron and envoy, and then gave them mission to do this, 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 and then sent them. And when two father gave this sending, father gives the mission, and second, two father also gives them the ability to fulfill the mission. So this is an important point. The ability to fulfill the mission was also given. And once you accept that the true father sent the representative, or envoy, the people receiving them should receive them as on that standard. So what is the relationship between true parents and the tribal Messiah? There's two kinds. How many kinds? So two kinds. One is relationship of destiny. Second is that a relationship of fate. So relationship of fate only continues in the physical world. So once you go to the spirit world, there's no continuation. The relationship of destiny continues on into the spirit world. So destiny, relationship between fate and destiny, if you compare them, relationship with destiny is connected to God. So God is always at the center, and we call this destiny. And if you look at promise, there's promise and covenant. Covenant is destiny, and then promise is fate. So promise is between human and human. Covenant is between God and human. So God, it's direction coming from God to human beings. So relationship connected by blood lineage is also a relationship is of destiny. All other relationships are relationships of fate. So, you know, if you look at it, his father appointed these people he saw for the first time as tribal messiahs and gave them mission to do this, this, this. So when father sends them as he sees the relationship that forms as a relationship of destiny. It means that true even if they go to the spirit world, even if father goes to the spirit world, he's promising that they will take care of the his representatives. So Peace message five was given at the time of entrance ceremony to the Cheonjong-gung Palace and coronation ceremony. So before these ceremonies were held, for about 1 week before, there was preparation, and there was also ceremonies in preparation for the entrance ceremony. There was a Holy Wine ceremony on June 6th to prepare for the entrance ceremony and coronation ceremony. There was also, when Father was doing Hundokhe, Father proclaimed Korean as the language of Cheonilguk, and also as a peace messages, Pyeongwa Hungyang, and Cheonsanggyeong as a scripture of Cheonilguk, and the system of governing Cheonilguk. He divided the world into 12 tribes and proclaimed the governing system. And Father also proclaimed the national flag, anthem, the national bird and flower of Cheonilguk during this 1 week time period. So 1 day before, on the 10th, before the entrance ceremony and coronation ceremony, so Father proclaimed the Cheonilguk light, soil, water, plant, etc. Father recreated these. So through continental leaders, True Father distributed these to the world. So everything was recreated, newly created. And then the entrance ceremony and the coronation ceremony were held. So entrance ceremony, centering on God, two parents and two family entered 천정궁, 천정 palace, and they lived there. The second ceremony was the coronation ceremony, cosmic unification and peace, coronation ceremony. So at that time, true father and true mother became the substantial being of God. In other words, God resides in true mother and true father, and the ceremony was held. Through this ceremony, God and true parents, it becomes impossible to distinguish between God and true parents. That's the level that... So as soon as the entry ceremony was over, from that day on, true parents did not do 경배 to God anymore from that day. Why? Because 24 hours, God is inside true parents. So true parents, even though they have physical body on the earth, in the spiritual world, they can move freely about and govern the province. So true parents are here as well. So in reality, true parents, they don't need to hear reports, because if they wanted to know, they can know. So God is larger than this cosmos, right? So he can embrace the entire cosmos. And God, if he wants to, he can hear, he can see everything that's going on. So like reports are not really necessary. But the purpose of giving, making them give report is to see their heart and also to educate other members, other people. That's why Father makes people give reports. So true parents are here with us too. So God is here spiritually. So another method is, how many angels do you think there are under God's command, under true parents' command? So true parents, so there's thousands of angels, and God, true parents can hear the report from the angels as well. So proclamation of 천일국 here, all the members who were, everyone who was attending were proclaimed as the citizen of 천일국 and territory, but we don't have territory or land yet of 천일국. We have the small, you know, area around 천정궁. So citizens of 천일국, how should they live from now on? So the basic duties and the mission were explained through seven things in this message. Peace message 6, address at the groundbreaking ceremony. June 10th, this was before the entrance and coronation ceremony. So before. So Father's words before the entrance ceremony. So from 2004, so the world's best helicopters, according to True Father's Sikorsky brand. So through Father's life course, Father has to make, you know, airplanes, cars, and also make boat. So that's how Father sees it, that he has to make these things. So Father made the boat already. He made cars already, but he did not make plane already. He did not make plane yet for various reasons. But in order to do so, Father made a contract, I guess, about technology, to receive the technology in Korea. So why did Father do this? Why did for helicopter? So in terms of practicality, what are the four missions of true the Messiah? It's to resolve the four issues or problems. First, it's poverty. to make it so that there's no one who goes hungry. Second, disease. Third, ignorance. To give education to those who do not, who are in ignorance. And fourth, sin. So these four things, the Messiah has to resolve these. So in order to do so, Father has been doing specific work. So what is this related to? So poverty, two parents. After the second 40-year, while starting the second 40-year course, the core content was the four equalizations. It's four equalizations. Father proclaimed to open the era of four equalizations. Four, one was technology, two, education, three, lifestyle, four, culture. So equality of technology, education, lifestyle, and culture. So among these, so Sikorsky, the company, is the equality of technology. So human beings should be spiritually happy, but at the same time also physically happy. So Father held this ceremony. So it's very actually very short. There was not much time, but this short message was included as a peace message. But it's not just a simple equalization of technology, but related to the equality of technology, education, lifestyle, and culture. And all that content is included. So please understand, it's not just technology, but the other three as well. So let's take a break. I'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are really grateful that you gave, in order to give us the Pyeonghwa Shingyong, we now understand the effort that you had to put in. What you desired to accomplish through these Pyeonghwa Message, Pyeonghwa Shingyong, from the ideal family and then to extend to the ideal world, to ideal kingdom of heaven on earth, let us realize that. And we are really grateful for our true parents who have put in effort, and let us determine ourselves to follow that path as well. Please guide us. I pray all this in my name. Thank you. We'll bless Central Family.